104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:05, up to 63 today. Right now, 49. It's a little damp out. Is it raining? It was raining earlier, but it's not anymore. Parking lot's still a little wet here and there.
It is.
Yeah. That's exciting. You'll want a hoodie or a jacket for sure today because I opened the garage door and was like, oh, yeah, it's not warm out this morning.
No.
And then I couldn't find my hoodie.
Oh.
But I found it.
Okay, good. Well, yeah, but, you have it on.
Yeah.
Hello, Captain Obvious.
Yeah. Nice work, Mel.
So, sometimes it takes a second to get it.
I don't stare at what you're wearing all the time unless it's annoying.
Like my yellow polo?
Mm-hmm.
So I found it in the back of our Crystal's car with the golf clubs.
Ah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So would you let your kid have a lock on their door? Poll so far says 65% no. 35% say yes. You can vote at hot1047.com. Let's see here. Mandy's on the phone. How are you, Mandy?
Good.
So would you let your teenager have a lock on the door?
I have four kids, and all of my kids have locks on their doors.
Really?
Yeah, they've always had locks, and they don't ever use them. They have no reason to, and I guess they've had them since they were little, so I guess it's not really a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And but if they ever did lock the door, we have the kind that have the little hole in them that you can open with a screwdriver or a little key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it's always been a thing where, you know, they know the rules. If you have a opposite sex person in there, the door stays open.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I don't think it's really that big of a deal. I mean, if you can't trust your children, they're going to end up defying you even more.
They will. It's true.
There is definitely some truth to that.
Yeah. You do have to give them some sort of
enough rope to hang themselves,
yeah.
Basically. Thank you for the call, Mandy.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Another thing that that we're running as a poll this morning was the story out of, it's been picked up nationally. I found it in the New York Times is where I first saw it. The story is from Mankato, Minnesota. Pub 500 has installed the first ever in-bar pregnancy test dispenser.
Yeah, I read about this yesterday and I was like,
Yeah, the tests only cost $3. It's a lot less than they are in a drugstore. What do they cost in a drugstore? I've never
10, 15, depends. Like, you can go to the dollar store and buy one.
No, I'm talking about pregnancy tests, not adult diapers.
No, it depends. I know. Ha, ha, ha. Depends on which one you're buying.
They're usually near the same aisle as the Depends, though, aren't
close,
they?
Close, yeah, I think.
In the neighborhood.
Yes.
Anyway, they're $3. The company that installed them says they help women who think they might be pregnant will take the tests at the bar, and if they find out that they are pregnant, it'll keep them from drinking booze.
I mean, the idea is okay, but I would be embarrassed.
I know. Who would buy that?
I would not feel comfortable whatsoever.
No.
However, it does make me want to take a drive to Mankato to where this is at and go take one. I'm not pregnant or anything, but it would just be interesting.
Why?
Just cause.
You would drive all the way there for...
Just cause.
Well, bring me back lunch if you go.
Okay. Where would you like me to get you lunch?
You know where I want you to go.
Oh, they have it in Mankato?
Two of them.
Okay. I'll get you some.
Yeah.
I'll bring
along.
That's
where my wife went.
Bring along.
Last
oh,
year,
that's
remember?
Right. That's right.
Uh-huh.
I'll bring along a cooler and.
Yeah. No, not a cooler.
Well, something to keep it warm.
Oh, okay. My thermos?
Yes. Yes, because
anyway,
it'll fit in your thermos.
I cannot imagine anybody buying. I mean, like.
I just can't.
After you're hammered, it's like, hey, let's go pee on sticks in the bathroom.
See, that's what I would see happening. I could see you going.
Some hammered chick goes, hey, yeah,
yes!
we're taking fit.
Let's take a pregnancy test. Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
I'm sober now.
You're going to have to finish that pitcher alone.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you take a pregnancy? Would you buy a pregnancy test from a bar? We would also like to know that this morning. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Also, vote on the poll on our website, hot1047.com. Real quick, I wanted to mention this too. Starbucks now has their equivalent of Subway's Jared.
Oh.
A 66-year-old woman in Virginia lost 85 pounds in 2 years by eating and drinking nothing but Starbucks.
Excuse me.
She'd have coffee and oatmeal for breakfast, a panini or bistro box for lunch and dinner, and a brownie if she exercised that day. Overall, she spent $11,600 and says it was completely worth it.
That's a lot.
How about gym membership? Like, I don't know, $400 or $500 a year? Yeah.
What? At least it was tasty, but yeah. She was barely eating anything.
And I bet she's a really calm woman, too.
Yeah. Morning,
sunshine. Morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 822. We're going to top out at 63 today. 60% chance of rain. 48 right now. There are scientists in England who wanted to find out the tricks to surviving a plane crash. So they invested $1.6 million in an experiment where they crashed a standard Boeing commercial jet filled with crash test dummies.
Okay.
Sort of a worthwhile test, but at the same time, it's like, couldn't you have simulated that some other way?
Yeah.
Without actually, I know they do crash tests with jets, but it's usually the companies that make them.
Right.
That do that to make sure that they're, you know, plus usually whenever they're testing a jet, it crashes sooner or later anyway as they're testing it. Probably less now so than used to be. But anyway, in their test, they found that 78% of people survived the plane crash.
Okay.
Of the crash test dummies.
The dummies survived.
78% of them survived.
Okay.
Your best bet is to brace yourself with your head against the seat in front of you and your... head between your legs, you know, wearing your seatbelt, obviously, and keep your arms in. All of the dummies that were in that position survived.
How do they consider them survived?
Well, like the damage done.
Okay.
Because like they had sensors and stuff in the dummies.
Oh, okay.
To figure out. Plus they usually have like paint on them to see where their heads hit. You know, like they'll have paint on different surfaces. They do that with like the car crash test dummies too.
Okay.
And so if, you know, they'll have a bunch of blue paint on their face and if it hits the windshield, then
the blue would show where
they hit. Okay. Yeah. Another thing it says is wearing a seatbelt isn't enough. The dummies who had seatbelts and were not in the brace position mostly survived, but had significant head injuries. I never take my belt off in a plane anyway.
Unless I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's the only time I do.
Yeah.
All of the dummies not wearing seatbelts would have died. But, you know, if you're crashing, you probably would have gotten your seatbelt on when it all started anyway.
I would think so.
Rule number three, not a problem for me at all. Do not sit in first class.
Okay.
The reason is the further back you are, the higher chances you are of surviving because the first thing to hit the ground is usually the nose. And first class is closer to the nose than the toilet seats are in the back, where you get to smell the porta potty thing in the back.
Okay,
so
that makes sense.
And so overall, 78% chance of surviving a plane crash.
Okay,
it's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit in the front. Sit in the back.
I don't want to sit all the way in the back.
Like, not all
about
the way.
Three quarters.
Yeah,
that'd be ideal. I'm all right with that.
Especially if the engines are right on the side back there.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're mounted to the side of the fuselage of the plane.
Yes.
It's so freaking loud. So as far as the poll with the would you buy a pregnancy test in a bar, so far, 80% say no, gross. 20% say yes. They're only $3.
I think, like, who we got that one?
We got a tweet that
tweet
was funny.
That is exactly what I can see happening.
From Hi Day.
Yeah.
She said, "Hey guys, let's go to the bar and get hammered and take pregnancy test." Bleep, no one says. And a buzzkill. That would be a buzzkill.
Wouldn't it be? Oh my gosh. Like, that's what I was saying earlier. I'd be like, okay, I'm sober. Like, you would be immediately sober.
Hey, let's go to the bathroom and take pregnancy tests. It'll be fun.
See if we're knocked up.
I don't have... Can I borrow $3 from you, skank?
I need to use your...
I think that's funny how
with
girls...
with you in that word?
No, when girls are hammered, they call each other things
not
like...
Not skank, though. They'll call each other the B word, but not skank.
I've heard that.
I have never never called my friend skink. That's not a word I use often.
I have heard drunk female friends call each other like pretty much all of those words.
Sometimes. Some girls do. I don't.
No,
I don't think that's necessary.
They're usually really classy women too.
And yeah. I mean, if they're my friends, I'm not going to call them that name. If they're somebody I don't like and I want to pick a fight, maybe I would call them that name.
Yeah, that would be a pretty big buzzkill, though.
Seriously, think about that.
I got some texts, though, that said, let's see here. I think pregnancy tests in bars is a great idea. Good reminder for young women to be responsible before and after they drink or during. I think they should sell them in men's rooms, too, right next to the condoms. Sometimes that visual reminder will prompt you to do the right thing.
Well, the girls aren't going to go to the men's room to use the pregnancy test, so I don't think that would work. But because my friend Jenny actually sent me something similar to that, thinking there should be in the men's room. I think that they should have a picture of a baby. You know?
No, just a really hot girl who's pregnant.
And a baby that's crying.
A really hot girl in club wear who's pregnant.
Or that.
Yeah.
Or a baby who's crying. And then Jenny's suggestion was a motion detector. So when you like got to the urinal or something, or maybe you wash your hands. Well, you guys never do that. So urinal, it would start crying. Be like, wah,
maybe.
Wah. That would make you think twice. Or
I think just one of those little
condom
ads over the urinal where it'll be a picture of a
baby. Maybe a baby?
No. There's a picture of a baby. And then underneath it says, maybe you should leave it in your pants after you're done here.
Yes. Or buy a condom in the machine right here.
Yeah. I got an email from Tammy that says they have pregnancy tests at the dollar stores.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Which makes me nervous. I have seen them there and I was just like,
I bought headphones at one of the dollar stores one time and they sucked. So
yeah. I would really have a hard time buying a pregnancy test at a dollar store.
Yeah, I kind of would too. We have got dirt coming up in just a few. The internet quote of the day mail is...
me, a procrastinator? I'll prove you wrong someday. Just you wait and see.
829, Hot 104.7.
Dan.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hey, it's Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. 842, up to 63 today. A decent chance of rain, about 60%. Right now, it is 49. Hey, if you're looking for something for your kids to do, I got a very cool thing you can check out. It's called Tiger Rock Martial Arts. It's at it's on Cliff Avenue, just south of 57th, back behind Hy-Vee. What they do is give instruction and structure and an environment to help develop your kids through, you know, doing something physical. Hey, exercise is always a good thing, right? It also will help them with their coordination, social skills, their attention span. We all know little kids could always use help there as well. They always give positive feedback. It's very gentle motivation. It's not like the Cobra Kai's in Karate Kid or anything where it's like, finish him! No, it's not going to be anything like this. It is very, very cool. Check them out, TigerRockMartialArts.com for more info. Youth and adult programs are available. And you can just stop by and visit as well. They've got a back-to-school promotion, 3 lessons for $20, and you get a free t-shirt. TigerRockMartialArts.com. Okay, so pregnancy tests being sold in a bar in Mankato, just up the road.
$3
169.
$3.
$3 for a pregnancy test. That's it.
I don't know. I would be embarrassed, or I would do it when I was definitely wasted, and it would be like
it'd be like a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. Christina's on the phone. How are you, Christina?
Good. I was going to say something about the dollar store pregnancy test.
Uh-huh.
I actually used those and I got pregnant all 3 times. It said I was pregnant.
So the test got you pregnant or the...
Or no. It was right. The test was right?
I took the pregnancy test all 3 times and they were right.
Okay.
So they actually work really good.
Okay.
I would be iffy on it. But
you know what? Your wife is pregnant. You could go buy one and have her and see if it works. You could test it.
I guess the only time it would be bad is if you don't want to be pregnant and you get a positive, false positive.
Right.
Yeah. Any pregnancy test, you can get false pregnancies on, though.
That's true.
They're not 100%.
That's true.
No, but aren't they like 99.99?
They're pretty accurate.
I mean,
they're pretty accurate. But
the only issue Crystal's had with them is like it barely shows the line that shows pregnant.
They are very thin. They're really light to see.
I really, really, really think that you should go pick one up and have her take it and test
just
the accuracy. Yeah. I think that'd be interesting.
Doesn't it go away after a while though? I don't know. I'm just asking.
No.
Okay.
If you're pregnant, a pregnancy test.
No, but I
didn't
know if the hormone that it detects.
How would that be possible?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm just asking.
It's hormone levels is what they go by.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, is that hormone level the same, like, you know, 5-6 months in as
yeah.
it is?
Okay. Because you're still pregnant.
Okay, I forgot. You're a doctor, Mel. You know everything about everything.
But, I mean, come on. That's a duh.
No, it wasn't necessarily
really?
A duh because
you
your hormones change.
Yeah, but you're still pregnant.
Throughout the pregnancy.
So it's a pregnancy test.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought there was no such thing as a stupid question. I guess I'm wrong. Thank you for the call, Christina.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It wasn't that stupid a
yes,
question.
Stupid. Really? Do you really think that it's going to change?
I didn't know what it was measuring. I'm not a doctor. I don't know how the things work.
Really?
I didn't design them.
7 months along and you take a pregnancy test and it says, hey, guess what? You're not pregnant.
Shut up.
Oh, really? Tell that to the baby kicking in my belly.
All I was saying was maybe the product was intended for use in the first 3 to 4 months.
Did you tell me to shut up?
You keep making fun of me,
but
and I'm trying to say it's not that dumb a question.
It is a dumb question.
If the hormone that it measures is a lot higher at the beginning of the pregnancy than it is at the end, then that would,
How could that be?
I'm just asking. It wasn't that stupid a question. Mm-hmm. I'm not a girl. I wouldn't know this stuff.
That's a duh.
It was not that big of a duh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know
really?
These things.
Really? How can... Do you honestly think a pregnancy test would show up negative when they're farther down? They're farther down the road being
pregnant?
I don't know,
but I know a number of people who thought the E on their gas tank meant enough, but apparently they were incorrect as well. I didn't know. I was just asking.
I'm not saying they're not stupid people
look
in the
it
world,
up.
But come on.
Look it up. Find out
okay.
what the hell it's measuring and if it's
you,
there the whole
I will,
time.
I will give you a reason why.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
My goodness.
It wasn't that stupid.
Come on.
No, it wasn't.
Come on.
I'm trying to go to the break, but it won't let me.
So we're stretching.
I've hit the button 3 times. There we go. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, up to 63 today with a chance of rain. So Mel thinks I'm a moron.
I do.
Did you find the hormone? What is it that it pregnancy test measures? Here's what, if you're just tuning in, I was just asking a question about a pregnancy test, like if it still would work the same later in a pregnancy as it does early in a pregnancy. And Mel thought that was the dumbest question in the history of questions.
Because you're still pregnant.
But I don't know enough about the human body to know that that is absolutely a fact.
All of a sudden, you're not going to be pregnant?
No, but I know that hormones are crazy when you're pregnant.
Right.
So maybe that one that it detects in a pregnancy test goes way down by the end or later in the pregnancy. I don't know.
Yes, it will always measure you pregnant.
Okay. Dr. Mel, you'll have a show right after Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of fun to watch.
It'd be interesting, huh?
Interesting is definitely the right word.
That's why I said interesting.
Shelly's on the phone. How are you, Shelly?
Good.
Are you a doctor, Shelly?
No, but I think he has a valid point. I think that hormone HCG is higher in the beginning of pregnancy.
See?
Yeah, so. But it's still going to be there the whole time.
Yes.
Is my point.
Yeah, but
I don't know if it'll be high enough, though, to register at the end.
It's still a hormone, though.
Yeah, but it's not going the whole time. Like, is it in your body all the time, just super low early on?
It says, I did look it up, and it says that a pregnancy is designed to be very sensitive so that it can pick up even the slightest traces of the pregnancy hormone HCG.
Well, I'm just glad.
Whether or not the Dollar General ones pick it up might be the story, though.
I'm just glad you agree that it was not the dumbest question
it
in the world, Shelley.
Dumb question.
Yeah, because I know, because I had a miscarriage, and I obviously was still not pregnant, but I still was showing that hormone for like a month and a half afterwards. So, you know.
So there you go. It's not like it just shuts off right after the baby's born.
Yep, exactly.
That's my point, is that the pregnancy test would still show it.
Well, thank you for the call, Shelley.
Yeah, it was a fun conversationalist.
Well, some.
By the way, as the pregnancy develops, the hormone increases every day for several months and then stays constant for the rest of the pregnancy.
Okay.
The hormone will stay in the system until the baby is born. Therefore, a pregnancy test will most certainly be able to stay for a positive or for a person.
Did I ever say to you that you were wrong?
I just think, no, you did not.
And the fact that it grows, how was I to know?
Because you're pregnant still. It's a common sense answer. Yes, a pregnancy test is always going to show positive because you are pregnant.
I wish you had been wrong about this because you would have jumped to a complete conclusion without actually knowing it. I was at least having a curiosity.
I'm glad you were curious about that, but I wish that you weren't. I don't know how to say it. Like, duh. Come on.
Sarah's on the phone. How are you, Sarah?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So, regarding your question on the pregnancy thing,
yeah.
I don't think from a guy's perspective that Andy's question was a bad question.
Was it? It wasn't a dumb question.
Right.
Thank you, Sarah.
From a guy's perspective.
I guess because he's a guy, but he also is a dad. And he likes to claim, you know, how smart he is about most things.
I never claim that. You're the ones who make fun of me for being a know-it-all.
Well,
to be honest, though, I
guess I never got a book about that.
And I think it's actually kind of a good question.
Yeah.
At least he's thinking of all the factors of it.
I'm thinking of all the possibilities.
Okay.
That's all it was. I have a creative mind, and I thought of a potential possibility.
Right.
That maybe it doesn't work when you're 8 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for having my back, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
I guess for a guy, I suppose it's not a dumb question.
For a dumb man.
You said it, not me.
Dumb.
You said it, not me.
Anyway. music coming up. We'll get to Flo Rida. Also, no, we already played Flo Rida. I'm looking at what played. I should be looking at what's coming up.
Good idea.
What's coming up is Owl City and Carly Rae Jepsen. Also, Ollie Murs. That's next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.